It's Thursday, December 20th, AD 2018. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Two Christian brothers, Kesar and Amun Ayub, were sentenced to death by a court in Pakistan this month on false charges of blasphemy against Islam, reports International Christian Concern. The brothers plan to appeal their case. But like Pakistani Christian Asiya Bibi, who was acquitted recently of blasphemy charges, they could remain on death row for years. Revelation 12:11 says, "And they overcame by the word of their testimony, by the blood of the Lamb, and they loved not their life unto the death." Many refugees from Iran's Islamic regime to Turkey are becoming disillusioned with Islam and turning to Christ. Professor Sebnem Kosar Akbar, with Istanbul's Koch University, told National Public Radio that the number of Iranian converts to Christianity in Turkey has, quote, grown tremendously over the years. A small church consisting of 20 to 30 families has become a much bigger congregation, housing 80 to 100 people on a regular Sunday, end quote. The draft for the new constitution of the communist government of Cuba included an article defining marriage as gender neutral, rather than between one man and one woman as God defines it in the Bible. After evangelical churches put up a major protest against the move, the Constitutional Commission decided to remove the concept of marriage altogether from the original draft. In God's providence, one of Ebola's deadliest outbreaks in history continues in the African nation of the Democratic Republic of Congo, reports CNN. As many as 319 people have died, with 542 Ebola cases recorded so far. President Donald Trump has ordered the full withdrawal of about 2,000 U.S. troops from Syria, declaring on Wednesday that the defeat of the Islamic State in the country, quote, was the only reason for being there, end quote. The U.S. government has also authorized the funding of humanitarian groups to provide aid to Christians and other minorities affected by the violence of ISIS. Psalm 46, verses 8 and 9 says, "Come, behold the works of the Lord, who has made desolations in the earth. He makes wars cease to the ends of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariot in the fire." Masterpiece cake shop Christian baker Jack Phillips is suing the state of Colorado for continued harassment over his decision to not bake a cake in celebration of an individual's pretended transition to the opposite gender. Phillips' friend Jeff Hunt, a policy analyst at Colorado Christian University, told CBN News, quote, "At this point, they're just targeting Christians. This is outright Christian persecution," end quote. Yesterday, we shared the story of how Walter Hoy, president of Issues for Life, was wrongfully imprisoned for helping women choose life outside of an abortion mill in Oakland, California. Hoy also told The Worldview how he got into pro-life ministry after his son was born 6 months premature.
"I'm holding my son in the palm of my right hand, and as I'm holding him, I start to behold him, which is different. Before, I would just see the bandages, the needles. This time, I'm literally beholding him. I'm looking at his eyes and his ears, you know, his nose and his feet, and he looks just like me. I will never, ever feel what it's like for a child to move inside of me, but I know what it's like to feel him move in the palm of my hand. And it was an amazing experience."
Hoy said that this showed him why the fight for the unborn is precious to the Lord.
"This is what's supposed to be on the inside of a woman, and that's when it hit me. I knew then what abortion is, and I knew then what abortion does. And from that moment, I can't stop. I'm pro-life, and I'm going to do everything I can, you know, to help women and children."
Psalm 139:14 says, "I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well." Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of a Los Angeles auxiliary bishop, Monsignor Alexander Salazar, following allegations of misconduct with a minor in the 1990s, reports the Associated Press. It is the latest in a string of abuse allegations against bishops in the Roman Catholic Church. And finally, Texas-based aviation ministry Judah One announced last week that they plan on becoming the first Christian airline in the world, reports CBN News. Judah One has served hundreds of Christians with air transport for missions work domestically and internationally. Last week, the ministry announced that the Federal Aviation Administration approved their switch from a private operator to becoming its own airline. And that's the world view in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, December 20th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.